We're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 30 today. Jeremiah chapter number 30, verse number 18. The Bible says this, "Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them." I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help for a little while, Brother Charles, on this thought, the beginning of hope, the offering of thanksgiving. The beginning of hope and the offering of thanksgiving. As we look at this and we see in these words here, the Bible's talking to Jeremiah. And if you read the book of Jeremiah, the Bible, of course, we know that Jeremiah was the weeping prophet because he had a burden. It wasn't about the anguish that he went through in the world himself, but because of what his people were having to go through. It was because of the burden that Jeremiah had for his people, for the nation of Israel. And he called him the weeping prophet. And we see the hardships that he goes through all the way from Jeremiah 1 through verse chapter 29. And most of it's difficult experiences that they face. You some might say that it was a whole lot of negativity that happened in the life of Jeremiah the prophet from chapter 1 of Jeremiah through chapter 29. But as we see this, we look at this morning, we see God as he begins to bring them out and begins to pour out hope on them that they might have, not in himself, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gives them a promise here, and he tells Jeremiah to write it down in a letter. Amen. He tells Jeremiah to write it down, to pin it down so that people can see, that, so that in generations to come, they'll have this word of truth from the mouth of God that they can believe that God is on their side. Amen. Do you believe this morning that God's on your side? God's there to help you. God's there to give you confidence. God's there to give you hope. God's there to bring you up from where you're at and put you in a better place, in a better life, in a better prospect of life so that you can have hope and confidence in Him. So we come alongside Him and He can come alongside us. But he says, "For lo, the days," verse number 3, "saith the Lord, I'll bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah." So God's here. He's offered some promises here. He lays it out what he wants to do. And he said, I want to bring my people out from captivity. I want them to be released from the things that's holding them down, the things that are binding them up. Amen. The things that are holding them back. God says, I want to deliver them from that. I'm going to deliver them from that. Amen. He said, I will cause them to return to the land I gave to their fathers. He said, not only do I want to release them and set them free, but he said, I want them to go back to a place of peace and happiness and joy that I've designed for them, that I set up for them from the foundation of the world. You realize this morning that God Almighty has set a place of prosperity, a place of peace and hope. Praise God for you and me. If we'll just attain to Him, if we'll just walk with Him and trust Him, praise God, He'll bring us into that place of peace and hope and prosperity in the world we have today, and promote us one day in a little while unto a glorious hope of in Jesus Christ our Lord in heaven. Praise God. That's our hope. That's our ultimate goal. But not only does that, he said, they shall possess it. He said, not only will I bring them to a place that I promised them, but praise God, they'll possess that place. He said, they'll come to live in that place of hope and peace and joy that I've got to set up for them. I said, I've designed for them, I've made it for them, and I'm going to bring them into that I've got for them. I mean, that's our Heavenly Father. And he said, I pray I make a place that I'm going to bring you to. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Amen. One of these days, Brother Bill, I'm going to that also place. Amen. Praise God. Where my forefathers ahead of me that loved the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for his appearing have gone. And praise God, one day in a little while, I'm going to be there with them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking forward to that city whose builder and maker is God. And he said, these words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus said the Lord, verse 5, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. So the Lord says, listen, so there's a voice, and it's in the world today, of fear. There's a voice of trembling. There's a voice, amen, that's a stirring things up, and it seems like there's no peace nowhere. People are looking for happiness, and happiness depends on what happens. But there's a God of heaven that's give us joy, praise God, down in our heart through Jesus Christ, our Savior, through the precious volume of the book. It's written of Him, and we can take it and believe on it in our hearts and our minds. And God Almighty builds a foundation on that that's sure and steadfast. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? The joy of the Lord, the peace that He offers. That voice of trembling is a voice of trouble. Troublesome times will come in this world. And we face those every day. You and I, every one of us, if it's not us, it's our family, it's a friend, it's a family member. We face troubles and hardships in this world. And the Lord says, hey, listen, said we need to be ready. We need to be preparing for the troubles to come, because they will, this side of eternity. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, who's there. He said, listen, there's going to be trouble. It's going to be like a time of travail a child when men will be bound with their hands on their loins and are just as if in such anguish as though they were about to give birth. It's going to be the pains of judgment, the pains of hardship, the pains they have to go through. He said their face is going to be pale from the pain that they're enduring in this old world. But God Almighty said, listen, He said, don't fret, don't worry. It's going to be bad. It's going to be great. He said, it's going to be great as the trouble that nobody's ever seen. Now the Bible tells us the nation of Israel is going to go through a time of troubles. Verse number 7, he said, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even a time of Jacob's troubles, but he shall be saved out of it. He said, it's an awful time of terrible tribulation coming to this world. It's an awful time of hardship and bitterness and suffering that's coming to the world that we live in. Amen. You say, preacher, this is just a doom and gloom message this morning. No, it's a blessed message of hope. Praise God, because it doesn't matter how dark it gets in this world. You listen to me. It doesn't matter how dark it gets in this world. I say, it doesn't matter how dark it gets in this world. He is the marvelous light that shines in the darkness. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And darkness will comprehend it. And darkness has to flee. Amen. It may seem like it's dark for a while, but praise God, there's a God of heaven that's going to deliver us from the darkness. Now, as I was reading this the other day, a few days ago, and I got to thinking about how God moves and how God touches and how God has to do things, praise God, to get our attention. You know, the Bible teaches that we cannot continue in our sins. Amen. We have to bow our heads and we have to ask God to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, anything that's not right in our life. We have to ask God to forgive us, because the Bible says here in the last part of Jeremiah 13 that God comes like a whirlwind. Amen? God comes like a whirlwind. And He says, behold, verse 23, He said, behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury and get a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. And fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until He have done it, until He have performed the intents of His heart in the latter days. Ye shall consider it. He said something to think about. He said, God Almighty is like a great whirlwind. Amen. And the wrath of God against sin is like a great whirlwind. It's swirling and it's encompassing, praise God, all the sinfulness of the world. But if you'll think about that whirlwind, well, I got to think about that. God began to speak to my heart, and Holy Ghost began to touch my heart. That whirlwind. I mean, the winds of anxiety, the winds of despair, the winds of discomfort is all around us, and the winds of the fury of God is all around. You say, well, preacher, what does it mean to be a child of God if all that is around us? Praise God. I want to say there's a sweet spot in that. Amen. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? In the midst of that whirlwind. Amen. Brother Bill, there's a sweet spot. Now, a whirlwind has to have a starting place. And the Bible says that the whirlwind starts with God. Amen. And so he says that whirlwind is circumference. It's a continuing whirlwind. Fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. Amen. But God Almighty, in that whirlwind, as it's swirling, as it's turning, as it's causing chaos. Amen. God doing that, he has to do to get our attention. But praise God, the Bible tells us that in the center of that chaos is a place of perfect peace. A place where we can come into the presence of the center of that whirlwind is a place where it's calm and it's peaceful. But on the outsides of that whirlwind, away from that source, they strife and contention and conflict. But in the center of that whirlwind, amen, there's a holy and a righteous God that's there to minister to the hearts of His people. Amen. And He says this. He said in verse number 7, says, "At last, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, a great tribulation, time of terrible trouble." But He says this, "But he, God, Israel, the Jew, shall be saved out of it." Amen. Praise God. He said that storm's around, but God Almighty said He's going to be saved out of the storm. Amen. That's what God does. And the Lord says this. He says, "For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break His yoke from off thy neck." Now He's talking about the Antichrist. He's talking about that one that's holding back, that one that's binding up, that one that's a binding you down, that one that's a holding back, holding us back. He said, "I'm going to break that yoke up off His neck." He said, "That one that's got you bound up, that's one that's holding you fast, that one that makes you feel like you can't even breathe, that one that's holding you down, praise God, seems like you can't go forward for Him pulling you back. He's got you bound down. He's a holding you down. He's a holding you back. He's causing confusion. Praise God, He's causing derision. He's causing hardship. He's causing sadness. He's causing dismay. He's causing all kinds of hardship in your family, in your life, in your community, in the world that we live. He's bound you up to where it feels like you can't move, you can't breathe. But praise God, God Almighty, He said, listen, He said, I'm going to break you asunder. So I'm going to break the yoke off of His neck. He said, and we'll burst thy bonds asunder. God Almighty says, praise God, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of that binding force that's holding you down, and it's holding you back, and it's hindering your life, God Almighty, He said, I'm going to step up. He said, I'm going to smack the devil down. I'm going to knock the world off of you. I'm going to set you free, praise God, like you've never been set free before. And the God of heaven is going to reach down and get a hold of you. He's going to pick you up in His loving arms. He's going to snuggle you up as the storms are still raging in the midst of the storm. Praise God, He'll come and get you and love you unto Himself. Amen. Praise be to God. God said, I'll do it. I'll break that yoke, that bondage. Praise God, I'll break that bondage off of you. I'll set you free. Amen. The Bible says when we're free in Him, we're free indeed. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah was beat down, beat up, locked up, starved out. But praise God, God Almighty was still on His side. In the midst of all the storms that he faced, amen, he was still in the midst, in the presence of God. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I think we need to find a place in the presence of God. Amen. Just to see God Almighty move upon our hearts. Begin to break those bonds asunder. Begin to loose us and set us free. Amen. Some of those things that bind us down. God said, I'll do that. And He said, when I begin to do that, He says, strangers shall no more serve themselves on Him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said the strange things of this world is not going to hold us back no more. The strange things, the inopportunities, praise God, it's not going to hold us back no more. God's going to set us free to worship and praise Him and set us at liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God says this in verse number 9. He said, but they shall serve the Lord, their God. Amen. Praise God. There's no more captivity. There's no more bondage. He said, you've been set free. Even in the midst of the storm, what's raging, said, you are free. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, I just don't feel free sometimes. Let me tell you what you do. Amen. When you don't feel free, just get out in the midst of the storm, praise God. Just throw your hands up to glory and say, whoopee, thank you, Lord Jesus. What a Savior that I have. What glory to behold. The Lord of heaven is the Lord of my life. Amen. He is God, and besides Him, there is no other. There's no help outside of Him. But when the storms are raging, when depression comes, when heartaches are not a few, praise God, He said, I'll break that bondage. He said, I'll remove the stranger. I'll get you out of the midst of that. Praise God that you can come and serve the Lord, the God of heaven. Amen. Serve the Lord, their God. I'm glad He's my God this morning, ain't you? Serve Him with all my heart. Love Him with all my soul. He said, not only to serve God, the Lord God, but David, their king, whom I will raise up unto them. He's talking not about King David, but He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's talking about the greater son of David, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. Said, I'll raise Him up, praise God, to serve Him. Amen. Listen, when you get the Lord God on your side, and you get the Lord Jesus on your side, then you also get the Lord, the Holy Ghost on your side. Praise God. The Bible says they's more for us than they are against us. Amen. When we get that force from above, that force from heaven, praise God, it comes down to where we are. But God says, listen, so that's what I've got. That's what I've got for you. Amen. Beginning of hope. The offering of thanksgiving, praise God. The thanksgiving that we have because God Almighty has said He'd do this for us. Therefore, He said, therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be... See, it seems like a storm's raging now, doesn't it? Seems like everywhere, everybody. I mean, my phone some days just rings off the hook. People are just in anguish and despair. Trying to find some help, trying to find some hope. But praise God, God Almighty is our help and our hope. And He's ministering to our hearts. When we run to Him in the center of the storm, God Almighty makes a place. He said it's a place of rest and quiet and safety. He said none shall make you afraid. Make Him afraid. He said nobody should. You shouldn't be afraid. We should have confidence in the Lord. Amen. That He loves us and He cares for us. But God said there's a stipulation. He says, for I am with thee. I am. Ego I me. Amen. That's what He said. That's what He told Moses. When Moses said, Lord, if I go down there to Egypt, and they're going to ask me, but Lord, they're going to say, who sent you down here? He said, tell them that I am sent you. Amen. Ego I me. He said, tell them that I am sent you. Praise God. And he goes down there, praise the Lord, and he tells them, said, I am sent me. That's why when Jesus said, I am, they took up stones because he proclaimed Himself to be God. But guess what? He is God. Amen. 100% God, even though He's 100% man. But He said, hey, there's no reason to be afraid. He said, if I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. But now watch what He says here. It's amazing how God is. Amen. He says, though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. In other words, He said, I'm going to get rid of them. But He said, I'm not going to get rid of you. He said, but I will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Amen. You know why sometimes we have to go through things in this world, through some, because of we live in a sinful world. And God does it so that the storms of the world to push us back into the center with Him. Where there's peace and hope and joy, where there's comfort, where the storm is not nowhere near as bad. Those storms are always easier when you're with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. There's a hope. Praise the Lord. He said, for thus saith the Lord, verse 12, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. He said, you've been seriously afflicted. Amen. Is there none that plead thy cause that they mayest be bound up? Thou hast no healing medicine. He said, you've tried everything, praise God, and it doesn't seem like there's any way out for you. There's nowhere to turn to. Nobody, it seems like nobody cares. I want to say God cares this morning. When nobody else cares, God cares. He's there to help you. He comforts you, praise God. There's no healing medicines. He says, all thy lovers have forgotten thee. Those that you thought, all those that you thought were your friends. Amen. You let some hardship come up in your life and you see how good a friend you have. I mean, the Bible says a friend is one that sticketh closer than a brother. No matter what you're going through, Brother Bill, they stay with you. They comfort you, they help you, and they try to bring you out of it. So you come out at the end shouting and praising God together in the comfort from the storm. In that sweet spot that God has. Praise the Lord. But he says, but there is none that plead thy cause. There is none that might be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicine. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with a wound of an enemy and a chastisement of a cruel one for the multitude of thine iniquity because thy sins were increased. He said, God said, if I'd let you alone, you'd have kept going out there. And you'd kept going out there, Prick, where you'd got yourself in terrible, terrible trouble. But God said, because of that, he said, your wounds increased because I had to come down upon you. I had to chastise you. And he says, why criest thou in thy affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thy iniquity because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. Amen. We have to be careful with our sinfulness. We have to be careful in the way that we're going. God's not pleased with sin. Amen. God has a way of checking us up. And what we do and what we say and how we act and how we react, God Almighty, He checks us up because He loves us. He don't want us to bring a reproach to His name. He wants us to stay in that safe place where He can help us, where He can protect us, where He can give us guidance, praise God, and show us His way. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad He's that kind of God? Amen. That He cares for you just as He cares for me. He says, therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thy adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Amen. Now listen to what God says. He said, those that devour will be devoured. He said, those that every one of them shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be spoiled, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. He said, God said, I'm going to take care of all your situations for you because I'm God. Because that's what I do. Amen? Because of my goodness and my mercy that endures forever. But now listen to what he says. He said, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. He says, listen, he said, I'm going to restore your health. But you say, wait a minute, preacher. He said in verse number 12, he said, for thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. He said, how can I be cured? It's incurable. It's grievous. There's no help for me. And a whole lot of us would think that. The devil would have us to believe that. That there's no help for me. But God says there is help for you because He said, I will restore health unto thee. Now when God speaks of health and healing, you know what He's talking about here? What the Bible's speaking of when it talks about health and healing? It's talking about a grievous wound, an open wound. And it's talking about the new skin that grows over that wound and it closes it up. That new skin that covers up that wound that was grievous, that was sore, that was affected. But God closes it up and He makes it new. He makes it to go away as if it was never there.
Amen.
Amen. God says, hey, He said, I will restore health unto thee. The reversible cure, praise God. That incurable position that we thought we were in. God says, I'll heal it up completely. He said, I'll make it to where it'll be so good nobody will ever even know it was there. You know, the Bible says that. He said, the reason He does it, because of sins and iniquities, because of our transgressions against God. But God says, I'll forgive your transgressions. I'll forgive your sinfulness. And I'll heal you, praise God, when you call upon me. 2 Chronicles 7:14, he says this. He said, if my people, which are called upon my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Amen. Because I'll bring healing. In other words, he said, I'll cover it up with new skin. I'll make it like new, praise God. I'll cast their sins into the sea of forgetfulness, never be remembered again, and I'll make them new people for my glory. One of these days we're going to be in heaven, praise God, with no sin at all. Amen? Perfect, sinless people. You say, preacher, we'll never make it this side of glory. No, we won't. You and I alike, praise God, we come short every day. But there's a God of heaven says one day He's going to clean us up and present us to Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. Praise God. But He said, hey, listen, said, I'm going to make them new. I'm going to give them that new skin. I'm going to give them that new life. I'm going to seal up that wound that was so grievous. Praise God, I'm going to make it like new. And He says this in verse 18. He said, thus saith the Lord, behold, pay attention. I'm going to tell you something. He says, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents. Amen. He says, what did He say? He said, I'm going to take them out of the bondage. I'm going to take them from fear. I'm going to take them being bound up. I'm going to take them being held back. Praise God. I'm going to take the tents by day. In other words, that whole community, that whole family, that whole people, that whole tribe, all of them, praise God. God said, I'm going to bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. That's where you live. You know what that is? Now listen to me. That's down at your house and my house. Amen. God says, I'm going to have mercy on you in your house and my house. I'm going to move you, praise God, to a place of safety, to a place of assurance, a place of comfort. I'm going to move in with you and I'm going to help you. Praise God. I'm going to become your confidence. He said, and the city shall be built upon her own heap. Amen. That old devastation, that old heap, that old debris, that old carnage that was there. God said, I'm going to move it that way. I'm going to build it, praise God, upon the heap. I'm going to build it upon all those things, praise God, the devil uses to tear down. I'm going to use it, praise God, for my glory. That I might be seen. Praise His holy name. Amen. He said, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. But then watch what he says here. Boy, this is enough to get you over on shouting ground. Verse 19, he says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them make merry. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. You know what? When we realize where God brought us from, and we realize God, where God's going to take us to, boy, we can begin to shout and praise and give God glory. I mean, we can get beside ourselves, amen. We can offer up thanksgiving. How long has it been since you praised God and offered up thanksgiving? You've been thankful to Him for just being a good God, for helping you, amen, the little things that He's brought you through, the advancement that He gives us, praise God, the people He puts in our path to help us along the way. God does that and no other. It's God Almighty that brings us to a place where we can have peace in our hearts, where joy can abound, where thanksgiving can proceed out of our mouths. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving in a couple days, this coming Thursday. Amen. And boy, we ought to be at a place where we can proceed with thanksgiving. Amen. Where we can proceed with thanksgiving, give God praise and glory. The voice of them that make merry, because merriness in our heart, because joy in our hearts unto the Lord, because God is good. Amen? God is good. He's blessed us and He helps us and He's manifest Himself to us in so many ways. Though the whirlwinds are swirling and the things is happening that we can't predict, we don't know, but we can predict one thing, that God Almighty is in control and we can put our faith and trust in Him because He loves us and He cares for us and He'll help us, praise God. The beginning of hope is the offering of thanksgiving. Our hope is in the Lord, praise God, this morning. He said, proceed with thanksgiving and the voice of making merry. But now listen to what He says. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I'll also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Amen. God says, glory, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to bring them in. I'm going to call them in. I'm going to call them unto myself. I'm going to bid them to come. And praise God, there's going to be a great multitude that's going to come unto me. Praise God. They're not going to be, there's going to be a multitude. It's not going to be a small multitude. He said there's going to be a great multitude. Thousands. The Bible says in Revelation, thousands upon thousands come unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to heaven, praise God, to be with Him where He's at. Praise God. And the children. He said, I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. In other words, their presence is going to be magnified. Amen. I want to say, praise God, you get three or four children to God that love the Lord, amen, their presence gets big in a hurry. You get somewhere and you get three or four people together and they get to worship and praise the Lord, whether it be in a restaurant or anywhere else, praise God. God Almighty just starts getting big. You can't contain Him. Amen. Praise God. He just begins to express Himself. He's not made small. He's made big. But then let's know, he says, verse 20, he said, their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. See, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. And when those that try to hurt us and tear us up and belittle us and bring us down, God said, I will take care of that. Amen. He said, I'll punish them that try to hold you back. He said, don't worry about them that's trying to hold you back. He just focus on the one that's trying to progress you ahead. Just climb up under the wing of the Holy God and allow Him to begin to bless your heart, bless your life. That's the beginning of hope today. Amen. That's the offering of thanksgiving. We've got something to be thankful for. We've got a God of heaven today, Brother Kevin, that loves each and every one of us. He cares for us and He wants to progress us, to draw us closer, to get us closer to Himself, just like little old young'uns. Amen. He wants to love us up in His arms. He wants to pull us close to Himself. Amen. He wants to give us the hope and encouragement we need. The beginning of hope is just being thankful for what God's already done, realizing He done it for you for His glory, because He loves us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, there's nothing like little children. Nothing like little ones. Amen. Amen. And in the eyes of a holy God, Brother Bill, you and I are God's little children. Amen. We are His little children. He loves us. And He's there to help us. So when that whirlwind's a swirling and it's ugly on the outside of it, praise God, just duck your head and get right in the middle and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I take me. Help me, God. Strengthen me and bring me through this. Then God be the glory. You know what He'll do? He'll love you up so close, praise God, that you can't help but like what He's doing for you. Amen. He cares for us. Do you think God do anything to hurt this little one? No. He loves her. And He loves us the same. Amen. He's a kind and a compassionate and caring God. And He does that for us, for our benefit. That'll help us to realize how good He is, how merciful and loving. Amen. The hope and the confidence we have in Him. Amen. Everything may not work the way we think it should, but there's a God of heaven said works it out for His glory, that He might get praises from us. Say, God, I know that I'm in a position, but God, I know that You are God. And no matter what happens, I'm going to see You. I'm going to be with You on the other side when all the conflict is past. Amen. God gets the glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. He's a good God today. He's a loving God. Say amen right there. Say amen. Praise God. Because He loves us with a great God, great and a godly love. That whirlwind of God shows His magnificence, shows His power. But I want to say that's not me. That is not the influence. It's for us. It's the center of that storm where God Almighty, His mercy and His love and His compassion. The Bible said its mercy is new every day to us. He loves us and He cares for us. He wants to help us today, but we've got to want to let Him help us. Amen. He said, our wounds are grievous. Our afflictions are many. Praise God. He said, God says, hey, He said, I want to heal you. He said, I want to take those old sore, those old bad spots in you, and said, I want to heal them up and put new skin on them. Amen. He said, I want to put new skin. to where those old wounds, those old things that's been so severe in your life, he said, where they won't even be noticeable, so that you can give God praise and honor and glory for it, because He is God. He loves us, youngins. God loves us. He's there for us. But we've got to bow our head today, and we've got to ask God to help us. We've got to ask God to comfort us. Like old Jeremiah did, listen, we could have given up. He could have given up. He could have given in. He could have compromised. A lot of people is doing that today. A lot of people continue to go in the way that they're going instead of going the way of God. But God says, listen, I've got a better way, because I am the way. He said, would you seek me today? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, and you shall be saved. He said, if we ask God, we trust in, we rely on Him, we adhere to Him, we listen to what He says. And God begins to minister to heart. He begins to help us. Amen. He begins to do for us. And let me just say this. There's so much that we can't do for ourselves. We cannot do for ourselves what we need to do. But God's promised He'd be there with us and He'd help us through it if we'd put our faith and trust in Him. He said He'd give us another chance. He said He'd give us a better hope if we'd just trust in Him. We have to put aside the old things of self and selfishness, and we have to trust in the Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Trust in Him. Amen. Believe that He is. And He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. He makes that difference. He gives us peace and hope and joy for us so that we can pass it on to the next generation so that they can have peace and hope in the Lord. That's all we got. That's all. The Bible said this old world's going to wax worse and worse before the end. Amen. And we're seeing it. But God Almighty doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need to put our faith and trust in Him. Praise God. And He said, just like Israel, He said, I'll bring you out. And I'll give you that newness of life. I'll build you upon the heap that was your life. A new place for God's glory.